Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. A strange volcano-like building spews water instead of lava, its welcoming windows adorned with moss and vines complementing the surrounding trees. It looks like the kind of place the blue folk from Avatar might hook up with hobbits and Ewoks to go on holiday. But this is neither Pandora, Middle-earth, nor the Star Wars forest moon of Endor. Deep in southern Chile lies the Montana Magica Lodge, an extraordinary hotel hidden away in the center of a 300,000-acre private nature reserve. It might be completely artificial, but the lodge actually erupts every day, sending water running down the outside of the 13-room guest house. What makes this Magic Mountain Hotel truly magical is its location. The Magic Mountain Retreat in Los Rios is accessible only by foot, and intrepid guests must brave a swinging rope bridge to enter it. Located within the Hulo Hulo Private Natural Reserve, the hotel is nestled among the natural world. Among the things at the reserve are the Hulo Hulo Falls, Pudu, and the world's smallest deer species and the longest zip line system in South Africa. The Magic Mountain Hotel itself is built from local wood and stone, and each of the 9 rooms are equipped with modern amenities, large windows to look out at the forest, and each room is named after a different local species of bird. Originally a place for friends to stay while they enjoyed the hunting and fishing resources of the Hulo Hulo Reserve, the name is from a favorite book of the owners. The story describes a mountain that has magical powers and grants wishes. The Magic Mountain. The lodge is indeed a special place. Scammers pretending to be employees of Facebook have been contacting people in the paranormal community trying to get them to send money. The thieves tell potential victims that they've won a contest and that they have to pay a transfer fee to get their winnings. Paranormal enthusiast Chris Melancon was contacted by someone named Harris Edna of Facebook headquarters. Edna claimed to be an online promo agent that works for Facebook. The scammer is telling victims to send MoneyGrams to Geraldine Evenson in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Melancon suspected that the message was a scam and warned friends on Facebook. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, but most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
The list of NASA award grants that fund technologies with the intention of transforming future space exploration has been published. And there was one entry that caught the public eye, turning poop, that's right, feces, back into food. While this idea might sound like, well, total crap, it's going to be an essential obstacle to overcome if we ever want to send humans as far as Mars. There's only a limited amount of supplies that can go in a rocket to Mars, and there's already a demand for food, oxygen, and rocket fuel. It is an engineering challenge to stuff a spaceship with enough food for roughly 9 months for a one-way mission, and longer if the crew plans on coming back home. But if the crew could simply pop their poop into some sort of recycling machine and eat the synthetic food that comes out, then this would make space travel much easier. It would reduce the amount of food needed to be taken on a voyage and maybe lengthen the time astronauts could stay in space. The grant total is $200,000 a year for up to 3 years. The lucky winners that will be making use of this funding to recycle poop back into food are researchers from Clemson University in South Carolina. Space travelers might not be so delighted about the thought of consuming their own recycled feces. They say the mental repulsion shouldn't be too difficult to overcome, though, since astronauts already drink their own recycled urine. But at the moment, we have no idea what the poop food might taste like. In the meantime, astronauts have started enjoying ISS-grown lettuce. Much more palatable. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.